on the TV. How about a tragedy? Poverty, tourism, and suffering voyeurism. Dead child in a man's grasp, how could this be, you ask? Then untroubled sleep between cool cotton sheets, other people's lives. Cold stares at the water fountain, resentment and fear are mounting, and then it all goes quiet when you enter the room. Then it's worse, they let you hear, or so they assume, it's other people's lives. People won't sit next to you on the train home, or a bag stays on the seat, silently daring you to moan. A child called names by former schoolmates, your wife stays at home since the incident at the gate, other people's lives. Then your boss calls you in and you know what's coming. He tells you with pity, resentment, anger and fear, standing up, going home, eyes of stone, you groan. But then it's all changed, no choice, it's like nothing you've known. Other people's lives. Shared room, no work, no play, no name. And then you suddenly see there's no rules to this game. But those you resented and those you despised, they know how to survive, always do, it's their time. Other people's lives. You run for the boat, though it's barely afloat. Through the stench and the hunger, you cling to each other. When you need food, you take it from the ones who won't make it. A cheer goes up from the ones still here. Then a wave tips you all, you are never really near. You lose sight of your son and your wife as she is gone. Hold your daughter's hand, you're too far from the land. You go down for the first time and you see all you've lost, it's all gone, no one on your own. You go down for the second time, all your son will never have or know or show, and you know that he won't grow. And you go down for the last time, you think of all the other people's lives. A boy is picked up, dead in someone's arms as a photo is taken. Tragedy tourism, suffering voyeurism. How can this be, you say? These are other people's lives. These are other people's lives, other people's lives, not mine.